الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The solution to all our problems within success of our lives lies only in deen. How much of deen we have got in our lives, in that will be the solution to all our problems, whether it is the present virus, whatever, the closing of our masajid, whatever, the solution of it all lies in deen. And deen is not just the knowledge of deen, that is a very great part of deen, but deen is the practical life. The deen, what we call deen, how to live as a Muslim, not just to know how to be a Muslim, or to give lectures, or to know and win debate and debate with people. The knowledge, that is not, that is part of deen, but the deen itself, the practice upon deen. So inshallah, I try to discuss four aspects which are presently now, which has to do with our deen, and we should try and see that we bring this into our lives. The one is that we are finishing this month of Zulqa'dah. It's almost at the end, and this month Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, the next month, very great month also. Next month, Muharram, three great months. They are from the Ashhure Hurum. And before this was the month of Rajab. And the month of Rajab that will come again before Sha'ban, the month of Rajab. These 4 months are Ashhure Hurum. Now what is deen? That these are sacred months and they must be sacred in our lives also. Very sadly, perhaps many of us, we are not even conscious that we are living through this very sacred month. We might find fault with people that they don't know even it's the month of Ramadan. And we say that they don't respect the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we should find more fault with ourselves that these very great months are upon us and we're not even conscious about them. Most that we will know from an academic, knowledgeable point of view, that to initiate jihad in these months is not forbidden. No fighting during this month. But these months are not only that they are called sacred, but the rewards of actions are multiplied, are compounded tremendously. In other words, it is the season for a believer. That when these months are here, at the moment, just what we are in this month, that the rewards of good actions are so great by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. In a riwayat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is quoted in Behishti Zewar, in these 4 months, a person who will keep rozas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, about 12 weekends we get, or 14 weekends, depending on how the days fall. He gets the reward in one riwayat of 700 years of ibadat. So how great are not these months? Very, very great they are. All the ibadat we do in this month, the reward is multiplied tremendously. So we should be conscious of these months, that they are the sacred. And Allah says, "Inna iddatu shuhur inda Allah," the number of months by Allah, "Ithna ashara shahran," 12 months. And Allah says, "Minha arba'atun hurum," 4 months are sacred months. So how great and sacred must they not be? Lalika yoma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard, and this was in the day Allah created the heavens and the earth. From that time Allah decreed that these 4 months are very sacred. Minha arba'atun hurum, and dhalika deenul qayyim, that is the deen, the positive, the strong, the established deen, the strong deen of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand what these great months and moments we are passing, every moment of our life. And then when these, especially really from the month of Rajab, it is one of the sacred months. then the month of Shaaban is what a great month. Then the month of Ramadan, what to say about the month of Ramadan. Then comes Shawwal, and then we are in Zulqaada, and then Zulhijjah and Muharram. These 7 months are very, very great. And it is a time that we should pay our full attention. And if we do, then the remaining 5 months also, we should not be neglectful. We should appreciate those times. But this is a time when rewards are multiplied very greatly. In the same way, it is mentioned, the gunas, sins that we commit, asam, zunub, during these months, they are also multiplied. Normally, gunas, if when we commit a sin, one sin is written only. But during these months, the sin is also multiplied. So we should be so careful during these months to abstain from all types of sin. Whether it is backbiting, whether it is but nazari, wrong glances with the eyes, whether it is on the cell phone, whether it is whatever type of guna, negligence in namaz, dallying with namaz, not being like keen, not being punctual with namaz, etc. All this we should avoid it totally. So these are very sacred months. So that is one very important aspect of bringing deen in our lives, to realize that these are very great and honorable months. Then after that, another very great occasion is, which is right at our doorstep, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. These are again, most perhaps by Monday, maybe the first of Dhul-Hijjah, or Sunday or Monday, whatever it is. So that these 10 days are also extremely valuable. The Ashur-e-Hurum are valuable. In them now, these 10 days are even much more valuable. So valuable that it is narrated, each day's roza, fast, equals 1 year's roza. So it's referred to as 10 wal fajri walayalin ashr. Allah takes qasam by the time of fajr, and qasam by layali ashr, the 10 honorable great nights. One of the views of the Mufassirin, the strong view, it is these 10 nights of Zulhijjah. And the rozas, they are referred to as 10, but actually it's 9 on the 10th of Zulhijjah. The day of Eid to fast is haram. We cannot fast, but the 9 days. So each day's roza equals 1 year's roza. So we should this is deen, that not just that we know about it, we talk about it, we hear about it, but we try and practice, try and keep these rozas. So valuable they are. And then each night of these 10 nights, it is the ibadah is equal to Laylatul Qadr. We know in the month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, how valuable, khayrun min alf shahr. More valuable than 83 years and 4 months, 1,000 months. So that we don't know exactly which is that night. But yeah, every night, the reward, it is not Laylatul Qadr is on its place. Nobody, no other night can match Laylatul Qadr. But the reward that Allah gives on this ibadat of these nights, each night the reward of Laylatul Qadr. So we should appreciate this also very much. While we are here in the madrasa, after that will be the holidays, we go home, still appreciate these 10 days. And very greatly we should appreciate them. And the great ibadat of this 10 days is the third kalima, the fourth kalima. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to beautify these days, beautify the ibadat with the recitation of the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, biyadihi alkhair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So we should try and recite that. And this is that when we do it, then that deen, and that is the solution to the problem. Many of us, like commonly, very few places are asked, that what is the dua after drinking water? Everyone knows it. And properly, Alhamdulillah, الذي سقاني عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بذنوبنا. Then I ask, who read it even once in the life? Many of our friends came afterwards, they told, really, we never thought of it. But till today, we never read it after drinking water. Not even once in our life. We should be reading it every time after we drink water. But not even once in our life. So deen is that it is in our lives. Not just that we know it, we are teaching it also. Every year in the maktab, the ustads are teaching it to their children. We are writing, we are talking about it, but in our practice, now we also think for ourselves, did I ever read it once in my life after drinking water? We will find a great deficiency in us. So the same way, this 10 days, the fasting of these days, and the ibadat of the night, how much Allah gives us tawfiq, minimum, we make sure we make our isha with jamaat. It's half the night's ibadat. We make our fajr with jamaat, full night's ibadat. We read alif lam mim sajda and surah tabarakal ladhi between maghrib and isha. That is again another laylatul qadr sawab. We read the last ruku of Ali Imran. Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard. A person who reads it at night, he gets the whole night's ibadat sawab. How much we can do, but it is if we do it. Not just that we heard it, and we spoke about it, and we heard it, and we're not doing it. The solution is not in knowing deen. The solution is in having deen in our lives. So these are very, very great nights and days that are coming. Also, of the respect of these days, they are the days of Hajj also. And all Allah made it has been so kind that for the whole ummah, whether we are going for Hajj this year or not, but Allah gave us, so to say, a mini ihram. That don't cut your nails, etc. Like in ihram, we are not permitted to cut our nails, remove our hair from the body, etc. So a person who is going to be making qurbani, he shouldn't be cutting his nails from the first of Zulhijjah. Don't remove hair, it's mustahab, but the respect of these days. So in every way we show the respect of these days also. So Allah give us that tawfiq. And there is much more great, great virtues with regard to these 10 days. Then of course it is the days of Hajj. In fact, from the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid after Ramadan, the mausam of Hajj starts. And this is Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, writes that the people, the righteous and pious people, when the moon is sighted for Eid, normally other people become happy, it's Eid tomorrow. But he said the righteous and the pious, they are happy that the mausam has come. The season is here. Now is the time, like a businessman, a retailer, when December comes, he gets happy. Now I'm going to coin, I'm going to make money. In the businesses, normally Friday, Saturday, they get more busy. You look forward to those days. So like that, really, for a mu'min, these are the days from the first of Shawwal, that now the season of Hajj has started. And we should be looking forward. If we are not going for Hajj this year, but our hearts should be there. Very fortunate is that person who is far away perhaps from Makkah, Medina, Sharif, but his heart is in Makkah and Medina. Then we find, unfortunately, how many of us, we are in Makkah and Medina, but our hearts are in our own country. We are watching the sports events in the world. We are following the politics of the world. We are on the TV in Makkah Sharif. In the Haram we are. The hotels all are part of the Haram. And we are busy watching TV there. We are in the shopping malls we are. The Haram, the best place on the surface of the earth are the masajid. And the worst are the shopping malls. But we are right at Haram Sharif. And we're not spending our time in the Haram, we are spending our time in the shopping malls, etc. So Allah make it that though we are perhaps not there for Hajj, but our hearts are there. And we also think, especially on the 8th of Zulhijjah, when the Hajis will be going to Mina, we should be thinking about it and think that I wish I could be also part of them. And then the night we are spending in Mina, the next day we are going to Arafat, then coming back from there to Muzdalifah, spending the night in Muzdalifah, and then going to Mina. So all the days of Hajj, these are very great and glorious days. And the great, great honor, the ibadat of Hajj is such a great ibadat. And it completes, so to say, the Islam of a person. The last command, a person normally will be making namaz, keeping rozas, giving zakat. Then comes the time when he goes for Hajj. So it is such a great ibadat. So those days also, let us be conscious of them. And let us increase our ibadat in our way. Then together with part of Hajj, Allah has given another, the fourth great ibadat of Qurbani, Udhiyah. Making, sacrificing animals in the name of Allah. This is again another very, very great aspect of our deen. Shi'ar of Islam. The great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the whole history and the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam should just flow into our minds at this time. That what a sacrifice he made. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered him to slaughter his son. Now think, really, if we today, if that command was still as it was, that we had to slaughter our sons on the day of Eid, how many of us should have fulfilled that command? But Allah showed that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. We can't imagine how he completed, with what distinctions he passed. No second thought really about sacrificing for the love of Allah, whatever you command me, O Allah. That is the thing that has to come into our lives. Learn it from the Qurbani, whether we are going to be making Qurbani or whether we are not. But we should learn this lesson from Qurbani, that Allah's love, Allah's command is the greatest. And it must surpass all our carnal desires. Today we don't, if we just really, if we make qurbani ourselves, do it with the spirit. لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah wants this taqwa from us. So the spirit of the qurbani, and Allah has been so kind. Qurbani, Allah hasn't made only for the rich. It's wajib on the rich. But Allah made that distributed to the poor also. So the poor also become part of the qurbani. Allah made it, qurbani means you can give to non-Muslims also. So Allah made them also part. So the whole world should be in the spirit of qurbani. We should bring it within us. And the real spirit of it is that we are prepared to sacrifice for Allah everything. Today our sleep we are not prepared to sacrifice. We come for namaz, we are here in the right at the masjid. But to talk with somebody, we give preference to that. Making a noise, disturbing other people. We are sitting in the masjid and talking. How many of us, our sunnats we don't make before namaz, after namaz. We don't give importance to the sunnat. These things when we are here in the, and we have got our free time. We are not occupied with anything else. So learn this from the spirit of qurbani. To be able to make these sacrifices. These are great, great occasions for the deen to come to us. And Allah's system, that how much of effort we make. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who comes a hand span to me, I go in arm's length towards him. So we do this little, Allah will put the love of deen into us. Allah will put the hatred of gunas, which means the hatred of Jahannam, and the love of Jannat Allah will put. The love of Allah, the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will put. So the qurbani is also a very great thing. In fact, the ulama say that even if a person is poor, his qurbani is not wajib on him. But that love for qurbani, and such a great ibadat it is, if he can put together some money and buy an animal, he also should make qurbani, though he is not wajib on him. But we should try also. On behalf of our children who are not baligh, qurbani is not wajib on them. But it is such an ibadat that we are encouraged to do it. How many things, As we are sitting here, we are all dressed, everything. We've got so many things that really, which are not necessary. Allah gave us enough to wear. Just to cover our sitter, cover our sitter is enough. But Allah gave us more than that. How much of clothing we have got. In our food, Allah gives us so much extra. For Allah, we are not prepared to do even what is the farz. And what is, we should be doing the nafal also. When Allah is showering us with His favors, we should make more nafal namaz also. We should make more nafal ibadat, qurbani, etc. Whatever it is, how much we can, we should also do. So, and we should get involved in the qurbani. Today also, it is a contactless qurbani. That we have to do nothing with the qurbani. The distribution of the meat, there are people who will distribute it. People who will slaughter it for us. We must just write out, give the money, that's all. No, that should not be. Qurbani should be, we should get personally involved in the qurbani. We should be there before the time. MashaAllah, there are still today people who go well before the time to the farms to look for animals. That should be there. We should try and get the animals before time. Look after, feed the animals. That is also a great thing, to feed them, to look after them, to wash them, everything to show that feeling towards that animal. And then to slaughter the animal, which ourselves we should slaughter. And if we cannot slaughter, then we should be present when the animal is being slaughtered. And we should take part in the cleaning of the animal also. Just that our clothes are spick and span on Qurbani's day, that is not the sign of Qurbani. Qurbani is that the blood of the animals is on our clothes, etc. Our hands we are busy with. The spirit of Qurbani. Then that spirit of Qurbani will come into us. If we are not prepared to sacrifice our little bit, the cleanliness of our kitchen and our yards, etc. and our gardens. We want our gardens to be spick and span like the people of dunya. But the time of Qurbani is that the Qurbani animal, the honor of it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. So these are four great aspects of deen which we are in now. But how much of it is in our life we should see. We should try and make our effort that we bring the reality of this deen into our lives. And that will be really the solution of all our problems. Not just the knowledge of deen is not the solution. Just printing of kitabs, having a Darul Uloom, a Khanqa, we go in Jamaat for example, but the deen is not in our lives, that is not the solution. Solution is that we bring the deen into our lives. And it is for us to do it. We can't expect the Jews that they're going to practice on deen, or the Christians or the Hindus. It's for us to do it, and we also not doing it. Just being happy with the outward picture of deen, that we are Muslims, we are in Islam, etc. That's not sufficient. So this time, yeah, at this time especially, we should try and bring this reality that the value of the Ashhur-e Hurum, the great honor and greatness of this months which are here. Then, with regard to the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the great and honorable value of them, every moment of it is so valuable, we should not be wasting our time. There will be holidays in the madrasa, fortunate are those students who will go in Jamaat. Others of us will be going home. Don't take it holidays like in the Western world, how they think of holidays. That now holidays from namaz also. Holidays of our dressing also. Now we are wearing also like other people, Bermudas and T-shirts. And we are wearing jeans also. And we are not making our namaz. No, especially this holiday, which is the special 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, we should be paying more attention and be more engaged in the ibadat. And then put our mind focused towards Makkah Sharif. All the hajis will be going to Madinatul Munawwara, Madina Sharif, and reading Salatul Salam. Our mind should be there at Rosa Mubarak, in the Haram of Makkah, Masjid Nabawi. Our heart should be focused there. And we should cherish in our heart that how sad I cannot go. And I am not there. Our heart should be there. And then the Qurbani also. How much we can get involved personally. And we also, we are young. If we have got the money, make the sacrifice, buy an animal, slaughter it, and see then how much of barakat Allah Ta'ala will give also. So Allah Ta'ala give us great tawfiq of this, to appreciate it and not to be in the deception that I am a Muslim, I am dindar, I've got deen in my life. No, that is no. See whether deen is in my life, whether I'm really appreciating these occasions or not, whether I'm doing what I have to be doing, and surely, without doubt, it will be the solution to all our problems. May Allah Ta'ala give us this proper understanding. Jummah is a great day also, and the ibadat of Jummah is also very great. Let us also consider how much do we really appreciate our Jummah. One of the great ibadats of Jummah is to read Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. Each one of us ask us, till now, or just this, from now till Maghrib, the time of Durood is, of Jummah is left, how much did I read my Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif is such a great ibadat. It comes in a riwayat, a person who reads 100 times Durood a day, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala writes on his forehead, Bara'atu minan nar, Bara'atu minan nifaq. That person is free from nifaq, hypocrisy, free from the fire of Jahannam. And he will be raised amongst the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. In one riwayat it comes, a person who reads 100 times durood, then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will fulfill 70, 100 of his needs. 50 of this world, 70 of the Akhirat. And to read 100 times Durood Sharif will be about 3 or 4 minutes. If we read the short Durood, just for that little, and what? So how much again is deen in my life? I know it, but am I reading Durood? Each one of us asks, how much of Durood have I read today? People read, or for Jummah we should try and read 1,000. And if we can make it 3,000, very, very good. How much of Durood, Salawat ala Nabi, we should try and read. And for example, the great virtue of the Durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. That there were 70 angels for 1,000 days, about 3 years, they are just writing, they get tired writing the sawab. And by Allah, the accounting system is not some outdated. That's why now they have to keep on writing like some old system, where mankind will never reach with their accounting system. Allah's system is ahead of that also. So it shows what great reward there is. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and read this. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a riwayat of Tabrani, that a person who will read La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, that we all know it's easy for us, and then just on the pattern of Surah Ikhlas, Ahadan Samadan lam yattakhid sahibatan wala walada. A person who will read that, you get the reward. 2 million rewards are written for him. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا سمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. A person who will read that will get the reward, or 2 million rewards will be written for him. And if we do it during these precious days, Ashhur al-Hurum, during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, third kalima, fourth kalima, all this year, how much won't we? So, and we are here in this world to prepare for Akhirat. Akhirat is eternal, to make our Jannah, not to make the mentions of this dunya, and not to have all the fun and enjoyment which we think is fun and enjoyment. There is no fun and enjoyment what we think of this dunya. That is an azab of Allah, whether it's our sports, whether it's our cell phone, whatever. But to be engaged in the gardens of Jannah, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And then we get saved from Jahannam. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, except from us. SubhanAllah.